Our next topic is written description enablement, and you're going to discuss current cases and pending decisions on in this topic. And we've got two panel members here today, Carla Kim from Stern Kessler and Nick Pano from DLA Piper. Let's give them a welcome, and I'm interested to hear the topic. You're going to go for 1 hour, right? And maybe we'll stop a little bit soon for questions, yeah, if there are any. Okay.
Okay, yeah, okay, there you go. How do we do the slide? Doesn't look right. There's only one slide here. Yeah, it's advancing to another presentation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that's not the one. You're...
That's not my slide. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, so right while we wait for the slides, my name is Nick Pano. I'm a DLA Piper. My background, I'm a patent prosecutor. My background technically is I mostly do software. I have an electrical engineering degree. I do some electrical. I do some mechanical stuff. And so when we, Carla, who's a biotech, person talked about this, I agreed without thinking about it to do the kind of the boring part, which is the setup and sort of explaining, you know, like what are some of the issues with, here we go, here's our slide, with written description and enablement, like where, how do we get to where we are now, like why does it matter? And then I think Carla will lead during the portion when we talk about sort of the current developments, the you know, Amgen, of course, and some of the Federal Circuit, you know, inconsistencies and things that are going on. But you know, that's fine. I'll kick it off. And this is, of course, you know, the actual language of the statute, which sets forth that the specification shall contain a written description of the invention and the manner of process of making and using it, such that it enables any person skilled in the art to make and use the invention. And so this is, you know, straightforward enough, but it's been this sort of over time has been split, I suppose, into two specific requirements. One is enablement, one's written description, of course. In enablement is the requirement for enablement is that the specification contains a description of the invention that is in such full, clear, concise, and exact terms that it enables a person skilled in the art to make and use the invention. So this enablement is just how to make and use the invention, and that means it can be, you know, a single embodiment of the invention of an invention that whose claims are otherwise quite broad, and it, you know, teaches a person of ordinary skill, meaning that, you know, a person of ordinary skill reading that description understands how to make the invention, and they without, you know, undue experimentation. So you consider the knowledge of a person of ordinary skill, you consider the state of the art, you consider the predictability of the art. You know, is this an emerging field? You know, is this, when you're talking about like software, are you talking about just kind of networking, or are you talking about like something like, you know, machine learning, or you know, a couple years ago, you know, blockchain was a big one. You know, and I'm sure, you know, when Carla goes, she can give examples if necessary about you know, what would be, you know, new and not so new in the chemical and biotech area. But, you know, you consider these sort of the background knowledge, the level of skill, and, of course, what's in the disclosure. And you also need a practical utility for the invention, which sometimes can be an issue, or sometimes, you know, comes up during examination. And I'll talk about that a little bit in a minute. And yeah, so here's a slide about the requirements. The specification must enable the full scope of the claims. So this is where you get into questions of undue experimentation. You know, the specification itself needs to provide enough information that a person of ordinary skill with basic knowledge can practice the invention.